So you've been working on a special project with the museum this year, an app?
Yes, a mobile app, one of a few different projects. But it's a mobile app that'll be like any other app that you see on phones, smartphones, both Android and Apple devices. But it'll be focused on the local history of Macomb.
Well, what would be in this app?
We're going to have a few different areas. We're going to have some tours, guided tours, both walking tours and those that require driving directions. We're going to have some sections that look at historic events, people, and places that happen in and around Macomb and McDonough County.
I know the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum has an app, and it gives you a question of the day, and you can take a quiz. Are you looking at doing anything like that?
Not quizzes, but we're hoping to have a This Day in History section mm-hmm. on the homepage of the app that will update based on what happened. Sue actually has a section of that on the museum's homepage and on the Facebook page that she updates on a daily basis.
Sue is Sue Scott, the museum curator.
Yes, Sue Scott.
So where does this project stand right now?
Well, we've been working on it since the fall. It's a good way into the development process. We have a lot of the content set up, and we've had a lot of help with that from both interns that have worked with us and also organizations in the community. And we've had a lot of help with the CAIT department, Center for the Application of Information Technology, over in Horbin Hall on campus. And we're not quite at the stage where we have the programming going, so that's the next big step that we're going to be taking. But in terms of the content, which is usually about 75% of any app development, that is mostly taken care of.
Yeah, and like you said, you've been working on it this entire school year. I imagine there's quite a lot that goes into researching so that you have an app that people would actually be interested in having.
Yes. A big part of our research came from Bill Welt. He was a graduate history student that did an internship with us last year, and he helped organize a lot of the information from various different sources. He worked with a lot of resources in the archives, and they've been a real help to us. They're actually providing the rights to a lot of the images we're going to be using. They allowed us that permission. And also with some of the local history books, John Howells' books and Alan Nemec's books on local houses. And then the actual tours, the McDonough County Historical Society has been a huge help with the resources for local cemeteries. And then the Visitors and Convention Bureau is giving us a hand with their barn tours that they have. So it's kind of been a project where there's been pieces from everywhere that exist, and we're just trying to be sort of an app that'll complement the work that other people have already completed in the community.
And I think you said the actual creation of it is what remains, the technology that goes into it?
Yes. There's still a few pieces of the actual content, but that's fine-tuning here and there. But the actual programming of the app hasn't started yet. That's the big push next is looking for funding to complete that. Both Richard Chamberlain and Kim Sykes over at CAIT have been a huge help in helping us kind of guide us through the process, because I knew the basics of how an app comes about, but I didn't know the intricate details that were required. And so they've been walking us through it and really keeping us informed as of the process. But the program will be handled by the developers over there, and it'll be developed cross-platform for both Apple and Android phones at the same time.
You mentioned funding. What's it cost to do something like this?
In the thousands of dollars, even for the low ends. I mean, you get some corporations will be able to have the funding to have, thousands and thousands of dollars to put in really high-end apps. For us, as a smaller nonprofit organization, we're limited. And so the funding's there, but we're really trying to make it kind of a community-supported project. We've started pursuing some grants, both local and state grants, and some individual donations and organizational donations. But we're looking for the funding to kind of come from the community, because this app will really be celebrating what the community's already created, and to get it out there in a format that is really kind of keeping with people's preferences, really. A lot of people, you know, the vast majority of especially young people have smartphones now and they have apps on there. And so requiring things to be strictly in a, you know, sort of analog cellulose book format is getting to the point where it's not going to be reaching quite as many people. And so being able to have it in that digital format that's going to be accessible to everybody, it allows us to step beyond the brick and mortar of the actual museum and other organizations in the community to be that piece that reaches that broad audience.
So do you have an idea how much you need to raise?
Total, I think, you know, maybe around 11,000 right now.
And how could an individual or a business or a service club, whatever, how could they go about contributing to this?
They could get in touch with the museum either through email or on the actual website. There's an option to do PayPal donations, and then you could always come into the museum and drop off a donation in person, and that would all be very much appreciated.
Do you have a goal for when you would like to have this app available?
We're hoping to get things started in terms of programming this summer, and then hopefully by school time next year, we're hoping to have it up and running and available for download when there's going to be that big rush of people into Macomb.
Do you think there will be a big rush to download the app? Do you think there will be great interest in it?
We're going to get that out there as much as possible. I think one of the big groups that we could reach is those visitors that come to Macomb, you know, to drop students off or for business, who don't necessarily plan on sticking around for, you know, the weekend. And this app will give them sort of that information for things to do in the city. And so we think that once people are aware of the app, that they really find a use for it and really want to stay for the weekend and, you know, go on one of the tours and get a hotel and go out to eat and really make a vacation of it in Macomb.
The tours within the app, I mean, will they be video? Will they be text? What is this going to look like?
They'll be text mainly at first. We're hoping to have a video component at some point or maybe an audio component. But for the initial edition of the app, it'll just be text-based. And what it will do is make use of Google Maps that's already on almost every smartphone out there. And it'll be set up in a way that when you get to the tour section, it'll have the different postings. Let's say for the cemeteries, for example, we'll have one of the loops, and it'll start out with the very first cemetery in that loop, and you'll go to that, and it'll have the GPS information already ready to go. So as soon as you hit locate the cemetery, it'll pull up Google Maps, and you can just hit the navigate button, and it'll take you from where your current location is to the cemetery. And then once you're at that first cemetery, you can pull up the second one and hit the GPS coordinates, and it'll take you to the second one. So it'll be not quite automatic, but that way it also give you the freedom that if you want to start in the middle of a loop or pick up where you stopped last time, and it'll also have the text information for any of the additional stops along there.
The idea for this app, where did that come from?
Really just me and Sue brainstorming. It was something that, you know, we just came up with in a session, realizing that this is a tool that a lot of places are making use of and that we felt we could accomplish it. And so even though for, you know, part of it, it's just been me and her working it with a lot of help from other people, we think that it's going to be a very useful tool for both the museum and the community at large.
And given where you are with it right now, you still feel this is something that can be accomplished?
Oh,
it sounds,
yeah,
like it, yeah.
Oh, we're not just a little bit into it. We're, you know, 75-80% completed on the app. I mean, the getting the content is the big part of it, and that's mostly done. So it's just that minor hill of actually programming the app is all that's left.
And then coming up with the money to pay a programmer, is that basically what it is?
Yes, it's you know, paying the wage of the people that would be programming it. It's something that me and Sue weren't quite able to do ourselves. We looked into it, and I understand how the programming happens, but it's not quite something I'll be able to undertake on my own.
Okay. Anything you want to add about this?
Well, I think it just has a – the real potential to highlight Macomb's unique history in a way that's accessible to the population. A lot of the things that we'd be including are already out there, like the cemetery tours, the McDonough County Historical Society. They've created this, and it's out there, and it's available, and the barn tours as well. But this is just one way to make it a little bit more accessible and to really build on what everyone else in the community has already worked on.
All right. That should do it. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Rich.